So you just got to the gym. What do?
Well,
you have to leave. Because the gym is the worst thing you can do to your fitness journey. Human beings are walking machines. And when we turn walking into art, we become joggers. But you must do your walking out in the nature. Not even just outside, but out on hiking trails. It is where you break up your bad eating habits and grow your leg muscles, which show you how to grow the rest of your body. If you just walk into a gym, hot in winter, hot in summer, where people will laugh at you for lifting light, where they will destroy you for not dressing the way they do, you will find yourself in the wrong place, right at the height of the greatest decision you have ever made. But if you walk out of the gym and walk over to the outdoor section of a large supermarket, immediately reaching for the orange shovel, which can be sharpened to snuff out a bear without even getting off the ground, and make that your first humble step to filling a backpack and getting a tent. Never forget the mosquito spray. Then, at the end of the very same day, you will put a backpack by your door. The call of the wild will shortly follow. If you treat yourself, you can even get a tent and set it up in your living room and play some nature sounds. Your first exercise is to get off the floor, and that is magnificent. When you are out in nature. The gym is a desperate last resort, and if you don't know what you are doing, then what you will do is quit. For many, giving up on fitness happens at the gym, and that's the last nail in the coffin. What follows is obesity and death. Putting your foot in a gym is the right call, but hiking will teach you what you are supposed to be doing in there. You are to simulate a day of hiking in one single hour, maybe two. Hiking and then compressing it into just 1 hour will teach you that exercise must be non-stop. Just like joggers do it. They don't even call it jogging until they stop stopping. They don't even have a name for training. Presumably they just call it not jogging yet. In fact, I think we should call it getting fancy, because of how accurate that is. Once you have it in your heart that it is non-stop, you know that you can't lift heavy, or sit, or lay, or secretly sleep. The people you see at the gym are not progressing because gym culture enforces doing it wrong. And the only thing that can override that is your hard-earned wisdom, or maybe a lush bearskin overcoat, or bear friend if you're vegan. But hey, you made it to the gym, and that is an achievement. But now you have to go do the real thing for a few years to figure out how everything works. Maybe walk your local trails, or do a little trail running, maybe with dumbbells if you are foolish enough or careful not to trip. You can visit the gym from time to time, of course, but your training, fitness, and bodybuilding starts at the trails. There is no stopping during your exercise. There is no lifting heavy. You have to lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop, just like on the trails. On the Appalachian Trail, you have a day-long walk to get to the cabin. You can't stop, you can't pretend to walk, and by golly, you can't lay down. And if you love walking, then please know that you can't just walk the Triple Crown, the AT, PCT, and CDT. Somewhere in there, you have to sneak onto Western States 100. Real winners don't need to sign up for some belt buckle. They just win and roar. You have to become a fighter. Maybe just a bear fighter. A warrior. A philosopher. A great being. That's what growing all the way up means, and growing all the way up is the only kind of growing up. You can only find that when you start in the beginning, all alone in the woods, doing everything wrong. And starting with baby steps first. You can't jump into the middle of the trail or bodybuilding. You have to learn from the beginning, from your great quest. Now go get that emergency colored poop shovel and sharpen it real good. And should a bear come a sniffing, as they always do, you show him he gall dang picked the wrong trail mix bar.